You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Tsungai, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you today?
I am great. Having a fantastic day.
Lovely, lovely. So we are getting into our next conversation, which is supposed to be a very enlightening one. If our past conversations are anything to go by, I have a lot to learn to manage my finances and credit, and we really appreciate you being here to help us in this conversation. Tomorrow is going to be our last time together, but I do hope that all the lessons that you've been sharing with us are going to stay with us who are financially illiterate. So let's get into it for today. Today we are dealing with the credit repair toolkit. Sounds nice and fix it kind of. So mistakes, as you have heard me blundering throughout this week, we do make mistakes. They do happen. Missed payments like we spoke about the other day, maxed out credit cards like she was discouraging us yesterday, or even identity theft. We didn't talk about that. The key is knowing how to bounce back. Hopefully there is a bounce back opportunity, and that's what we're here about. We're talking about the tools and strategies for us to repair our credit status. And that's why we do have Tsungai Masendike to give us some perspective. So what are the first steps, Tsungai, to take when your credit score takes a hit?
A great question indeed. And I think the first part with any person who's drowning in debt is to actually accept that you're in trouble.
Okay.
It doesn't help to keep playing dumb or to even bury your head in the sand like an ostrich.
All right.
So the first thing is to take accountability, to own the problem and accept that you are in a position where you either need help or you need to do an extreme financial overhaul in order for you to then repair your credit score and your credit report. But it doesn't help to ignore the fact that you are in trouble. It doesn't help to ignore the fact that you probably need help. And it doesn't help to also ignore the fact that change is now demanded of you.
Right. So people tend to talk about these agencies, some they would even call you, these credit repair agencies. How effective are they and when should they be used?
So if you remember, one of the important things I mentioned yesterday and the day before is accountability.
Okay.
The credit repair companies, in my opinion, do offer a great service, and the biggest element of that service is accountability. So yes, they can help you draw up a budget, which is something that a certified financial planner can do for you. Yes, they can help you come up with a plan and a strategy in terms of payment of any sort of debt, but your certified financial planner can do the same thing. So for me, the credit repair companies are there to provide accountability. They help make sure that you stay on track and you're able to commit and duly do what you said you would in order to repair your credit history or your credit report. So at the end of the day, they do offer a service. They do offer that accountability. And I would not want to sit here and say, oh, well, it wouldn't be a good investment to utilize their skills because the skills and services, because people find themselves at different stages in their financial journey. There's some people that are good at managing the debt themselves. There's some people that lack the discipline. So if you know that you're one of those people that lacks the discipline of consistently paying your debt on time and in full, then definitely utilize their services. Another thing that they also can help you with is if your credit report is really that bad, you've been bankrupt before, you've had judgments, you've got bad loans on your credit file, they also can assist to make sure that those things get removed from your credit report once right. you've gone through the necessary rehabilitation.
Okay. All right. So the other day we spoke about credit bureaus, and you did say it will take 3 months for your changes mm-hmm. in your credit management to take effect. And if there are anything or things that you are seeing that are not good, you must take it up. You call your creditor or the bureaus themselves. So my mm-hmm. next question is not necessarily about that, but the significance of that action. Can disputing errors on your credit report make a significant difference?
Absolutely. Think about it this way. Someone impersonates you, steals your identity, and they go on a shopping rampage at Markham, as an example, right? And then you only find out 6 months later because you were listening to this show and you decided to pull a credit report.
Right.
Now, imagine for 6 months, this debt has been sitting on your credit report. You haven't been paying because you were not aware of it. That bad debt management behavior already has impacted your credit report and your credit score. So it does make a huge difference to then take the onus, approach the credit facility, which in this case would be Markham, and dispute the fact that you were not the individual who actually bought these things. In addition, you might also find errors where you can literally contact the credit bureau itself and ask for those records either to be removed, or you can also ask for those records to be amended. So taking the initiative to correct your credit report is extremely important, because at the end of the day, you want to make sure that your report is an accurate reflection of your capability as a borrower to meet your obligations. And remember, if you decide not to do anything about that inaccurate record that's sitting on your report, this will impact you when you really need to start taking out credit. Like we said the other day, you want to buy a house, you want to take out a car, you want to take a student loan, you want to take out the good type of debt that will help you increase your net worth. So in such an instance, it becomes so important to stay on top of your credit report, to stay on top of the credit score, to stay on top of each and every record that's reflected on your credit card.
Ah, I see. Okay. And then what's the role of patience in rebuilding credit? I mean, when we want things in this generation, they can be done like that. But now we seem to be told to wait 3 months, 3-6 months, wait for this. What's the role of patience really in rebuilding credit?
So you mentioned such a phenomenal point, instant gratification. A lot of individuals end up getting into debt because they're not patient. They end up getting into debt because they want that instant gratification. And what we try and educate and coach our clients is delayed gratification always gives you the best result. If you think about it, if you start investing today, your money grows as a result of compound interest. In 10 years' time, the bulk of the money that's sitting in your investment is not necessarily the capital you put in, but it's the compound interest. And how do you benefit from compound interest? Delayed gratification.
Right.
So patience really is a virtue that can pay high interest, no pun intended. So same thing, if you want to actually start correcting the behavior that allows you to be considered a credit-worthy client, you have to give yourself time to demonstrate that the behavior has actually changed. That's why even if you start making repayments now, in full and on time, that behavior is not immediately reflected in the report, because we actually want to see, is it sustainable behavior? Because, I mean, it could have been a fluke and you just decided to be a good person that 1 month and you paid your bill on time in full. But does it really speak to the change in behavior? And that's why the credit report does not immediately indicate any sort of changes. There is a lag of at least 3 months before those changes start appearing on the credit report. Why? Because it helps the creditors see if the change in behavior is actually something that's more permanent.
Right, right. Now, I don't know if I'm asking this question correctly. You can correct me if I am wrong, but how do hard inquiries work? I mean, was it before applying for new credit? And how does that impact your score?
Oh, yes, a great one. So when you are applying for a job, okay, mm-hmm. normally some companies, especially in the financial services industry, will ask to do a background check. And part of that background check does involve doing a credit history check. That is termed a soft check, all right? It's a okay. soft check into your history to ascertain whether or not you're a good manager of your money. Because if you're not a good manager of your money, how can we actually trust that when you're working in a bank or in a place where there's a fiduciary responsibility to be honest, ethical, and to look after other people's money, you'll do the right thing? So it becomes important for financial institutions to verify if you have good debt habits. Also, right. what we found is if someone has bad debt habits, the temptation to do the wrong things to try and rectify their reports or their own scores is heightened. So the risk is just too much. So when employers ask to do a credit check, that's a soft check.
Okay.
On the other hand, when you're applying for debt, i.e. applying for a mortgage, applying for a,
right.
Applying for a credit card, applying for personal loan, that then becomes a hard check.
Okay.
Now, it's the hard checks that actually impact your credit score. But right. I must say, the frequency with which these are done is important. So if I'm in a pickle, chances are I'm going to try and apply to 3, 4, 5 banks at the same time to want to get cash immediately.
Right.
That obviously then impacts my credit score because I am applying to several institutions at the same time, which is deemed a red flag. Why am I so desperate to get this money? It means I probably right. have a financial problem at hand.
Okay.
Whereas if, for example, I apply for a motor vehicle loan today, and then right. after 6 months, I then apply for my home loan. After a year, I then apply for a credit card facility so that I can benefit from the rewards because I pay for my thing cash. Mm-hmm. In that instance, because I'm not applying for debt, too much debt all at the same time, and it's a different mix of debt, the impact of those hard checks on my credit report would not then be as detrimental.
Right.
So yes, hard checks on your credit score do have an impact. And those hard checks happen when you're normally applying for more debt.
Yum. Yeah, you know, when you're in that one class at varsity, when you feel, I am out of my depth. That's off you
well,
right
the
now.
The good things we are having this conversation at the beginning of the year, you can continue to revise the notes until
right.
D-Day, where okay. you need to apply this information.
I hear you. I hear you. Thank you very much, Sungai. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to our next conversation tomorrow. And this module for me is one that needs revisiting. As you're saying, I must revisit these notes. If you want to better your credit, you need to implement, not just listen and learn, but mm-hmm. implementing. Mm-hmm. I thank you. Really appreciate your time and your insights.
Thank you so much and God bless you.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.